I was so excited to read this. Tony and Grammy nominee and Emmy winner Liz Callaway returns to Chicago with a show called To Steve with Love. Liz Callaway, thank you very much for dedicating a show to me, Steve Dale. I appreciate it.
You know, it's my pleasure, Steve. I don't know. I think it was about time.
Well, you're right about that. It is. In fact, it's way past. But I have a hunch, as I read the fine print right here, it's this guy Stephen Sondheim that you're celebrating. How did you and Stephen Sondheim come to know one another in the first place?
Well, I actually made my Broadway debut in Sondheim's musical Merrily We Roll Along. Before that, though, the first Broadway show I ever saw was his fabulous show Company when I was probably 9, I think, which was definitely not the target age for that show. But that began my lifelong love of Sondheim. And so to be able to make my Broadway debut in a Sondheim musical was incredible. And then I went on to do a lot of wonderful concerts and shows of his. And after he passed away, I really wanted to pay tribute to him because he meant so much to me in my career and my whole life. So, I'm bringing it to Chicago.
Yes,
at last.
At the Studebaker Theater on June 14th. So here's why is it that, I mean, there's no question, Stephen Sondheim, one of the great composers ever. Why is it that some of the greatest composers don't allow performers, singers, to breathe?
Well, you know, that's very funny you should say that, because the song you were playing is a parody of Another 100 People from Company that is Another 100 Lyrics, where I sing about how hard it is to sing Sondheim. And the irony is, I actually don't think Sondheim is difficult to sing. I think he does give you time to breathe. And it's hard to learn his songs. They're very complex. But once you learn them, he wrote so beautifully for the human voice. And as an actor, I love singing his songs because when I sing his lyrics, I get to be smarter than I am. And But there are a lot of composers that don't make it easy for you. I think the biggest challenge for me in doing a 90-minute concert of Sondheim is it's not that it's so hard to sing; it takes incredible concentration because it's a lot of lyrics.
True. However, I beg to disagree with you to some extent. So I've asked other performers in a similar way, who have been in Sondheim shows or have sung his music, similar question. They answer very differently than you. They answer something like, I'm trying to keep breathing. You know, maybe not exactly. That may not be an exact quote, but that's really about what they're saying. It's not easy. And in fact, interestingly enough, so for example, Burt Bacharach, not well known, very, very difficult to sing his songs. And, you know, so I asked Dionne Warwick that same question I just posed to you, more or less.
Oh, what did she say? She's fascinated
to
know.
So she said, I don't know, you're right. You know, because she said that, yes, it is very difficult to do some of those songs. Then she technically explained why it was very difficult to navigate and distill. Very difficult to navigate the Bacharach song. So it's interesting that for you, do you think that somehow, as some would argue, Dionne was born to do Bacharach, you're one of those performers that was just born to do Bacharach and David, that you were born to do Stephen Sondheim?
You know, I never thought about it, but, you know, maybe I am. Maybe it was from hearing Company, you know, as a child, and something about that score. My mom and dad saw it first, brought home the album, and then took my sister and me to see it. And there was something about that score and something about his music. Who knows? Maybe I was born to sing his music. I do feel very compelled to continue to sing it, his songs. And, you know, he wrote very complex songs for women, especially older women. And that's something I started singing his music. I made my Broadway debut when I was 19. And so now, all these years later, it's like the gift. It's his final gift to me. Or like, oh, I get to explore all these other songs as I'm older. I'm thinking the very first time the last time I was in Chicago to sing Sondheim was, I don't know if you happened to be at this concert. It was at Millennium Park. It was a big symphony concert.
Yeah, yep.
And I did, my dad, John Calloway, was in the audience, and Sondheim was in the audience, and I did Getting Married Today, which is the great Patter song from Company, which most people will say is the hardest song to sing. And there is no room, there is no time to breathe during that. So what I do is I don't breathe.
What?
I just don't breathe. And that's how I sing that song. I mean, I take a breath in between long lines, but there is no time to take breaths in between, and it's funnier if you don't.
See, that's what I'm saying, kind of. I want to know, we're going to pause for some commercials here, which John Calloway, your dad, knew about, I believe. But then we will be right back. And I want to know what Stephen Sondheim was like. You know, the interviews that I've never talked to him or seen him or have met him, but the interviews that I've seen with him, he seemed like kind of a grumpy, gruff old guy. But you'll tell us if that was really the case or not. The show isn't about me, even though it is called To Steve with Love. Liz Calloway celebrates Stephen Sondheim. It's June 14th at the Studebaker Theater. But clearly that song is about me, Liz. Is that right? Liz?
This is so funny. I just did an interview with your earlier this week with your much younger friend, Paul. And Paul Lisnick, and he said that Paul Lisnick.
Yeah, I've barely heard of him.
Oh yeah, well, I evidently you guys grew up together.
Yes,
is that true?
How does he come up in these interviews that have nothing at all to do with him? I don't know. Okay, go ahead, finish whatever you're going to say.
No, but I just think that's funny. When I was just thought of, oh, Sen and the Clowns.
Yeah, he's a clown.
I want to go, but Paul, or Steve, see, look what you made me do. Steve, I had to chuckle at your question about Steve. I graduated calling Sondheim Steve, which is why I call my show To Steve with Love. And you asked about him being cranky. And some of my experiences with him, yes, he definitely could be that way. One of the scariest moments, experiences of my career was doing Inside the Actor's Studio.
I was going to ask you. Yes,
James Lipton.
Yes, I was going to ask.
It might have been the first season of that. And he interviewed Sondheim, and it was me and Jim Walton, who I had done Merrily We Roll Along with. We were singing examples of his work with Steve sitting like 6 feet in front of me. But he didn't exactly seem like he wanted to be there. So yes, he could definitely have his moments where he could be gruff and but not all the time, but I can see why you would ask that.
Now, for people that are gonna go to the show, just between us, Liz, is there a song, as you're about to sing that song, people in the audience will say, aha, that is her very favorite Sondheim song, just between us?
Yes, there is a song that people will think that. And that, do you want to know what the song is?
Yes.
All right. It is the song Move On, from Sunday in the Park with George.
And why is that your favorite?
I just find it extremely inspiring. In that Inside the Actor's Studio show that I mentioned, at the very end of the program, we sang it. It's a duet. And at the very end, I turned to Steve and I sang, anything you do, let it come from you, then it will be new. give us more to see. And to me, it's like, it's a mantra for anyone who creates and, you know, to keep going and trying new things. And I just love that. And as I said, it's a duet. And so I have a very special guest, a surprise guest, who is coming to Chicago to sing it with me.
Coming to Chicago just to sing that song with you.
That's right.
And who might that be?
Do you want to guess?
Sure.
I'm putting you on the spot.
I can guess. It's not Jon Bon Jovi. I can guess that it's not... I'm trying to think of some of the stars that you have performed with. Who might it be?
It would be my son, Nicholas.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
Have you performed
now,
on stage?
He's a surprise, except he won't be a surprise to everyone who's listening.
We won't tell anyone. Have you been on stage before with him?
Yes, we have. Well, I did this show originally in New York for 4 nights at a club called 54 Below, and he was my special guest.
Well, I'm going to ask you, wherever you are, to move 6 inches or 10 inches or a foot or two away, because we are breaking up a little bit. So let me ask this, and hopefully by the time you answer, you won't be breaking up anymore. You have performed all over the world, and aside from your son, you have performed with all sorts of people, including fairly recently, Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis just performed his last concert ever at, I believe, the age of 89. What was it like to work with Mathis?
Well, first of all, Steve, I was at that performance.
Oh.
I went to his last show.
Wow.
I have a Substack newsletter called Between Flights, and I actually wrote about it the next day because I didn't want to forget what it was like to experience it. I worked with him about 7 years ago, and we did a duet of Chances Are, and I was always a huge fan of his. He was so loving and so warm, and we became good friends. He was a champion of some of my recordings that I did, and he was just extraordinary. And to see his last show, where he finished with, because I was so nervous for him, I thought, how would it feel to know that this is the very last time you are doing a concert for people? And he closed his show with "How Do You Keep the Music Playing?"
Yes.
And I'm just like bawling my eyes out he got even stronger as the two-act concert went along. It was extraordinary, and it was just kind of, you know, that was a real gift to the audience, because no one wants to say goodbye to Johnny. And he's just retiring from concerts, but he's definitely one of my favorite people I've ever gotten to sing with.
Yeah, one and only. Tell me about auto-tunes.
I like to practice in my car. I love to sing in my car. I always have. Or I like the idea of being in motion. And so I thought, oh, God, wouldn't it be funny sometime to just, you know, record myself as I'm driving and singing. And so I did, and I put it on YouTube, and it kind of took off. I called it Auto Tunes. And there's just a series of songs of me practicing in the car while I'm driving around very safely in my neighborhood. And there's a few Sondheim songs. but I find it... find it very, I don't know, something about singing while I'm in motion.
But you video, to be clear, you video these, and you can go to YouTube and even subscribe to see Liz Calloway, no fee, auto-tune in a very different way, because I'm thinking you're one of those performers that doesn't need auto-tune. But this is great. You see Liz kind of rehearsing, so to speak, as you drive merrily along. Liz Calloway.
Right, and it's yeah, people really told, I have people who come up to me and said, oh my God, your car videos got me through the pandemic. And I don't know if it's something about just, there's something relaxing about just what, instead of you're not being sung at, you are just observing that my process, you know, mm-hmm. one of my processes for learning my music.
Yeah, but you're still so good in the car. I don't know. In any which case, and that's without backup singers or anything, obviously. But it would be fun if there were, if you had a back seat filled with 12 people and an orchestra also.
Well, you know, I've thought about my sister. I was like, I should have Anne come and drive with me sometime, and she can harmonize. So you never know.
That's what to look for. And you can look for and find Liz Calloway. No Paul Lisnick in sight at the Studebaker Theater on June 14th. We look forward, and now you'll know what her favorite song is. You've been one of my favorites to talk with. Thank you so much, Liz.
Steve, thank you so much. It's wonderful to talk to you, too. Can't wait to come to Chicago.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you. Again, June 14th at the Studebaker Theater.